Chapter 5, I Am Free, Your Seventh Year. When we've struggled in an area for a long time, it's easy to think, this is the way it's always going to be. I've always struggled in my finances. I never get any good breaks. My marriage will never improve. We just don't get along. Too often, we see it as permanent. People tell me, I've always been negative. That's just who I am. They've convinced themselves that it's never going to change. The first place we lose the battle is in our own thinking. If you think it's permanent, then it's permanent. If you think you've reached your limits, you have. If you think you'll never get well, you won't. You have to change your thinking. You need to see everything that's holding you back, every limitation, every addiction, every sickness, as only temporary. It didn't come to stay, it came to pass. The moment you accept it as the norm, the moment you decide, this is my lot in life, that's when it can take root and become a reality. A stronghold in your mind can keep you from your destiny. If you'd just break out in your thinking, you would see things begin to improve. You may have struggled in an area for 20 years. The medical report says, just learn to live with it. But there's another report. It says, God is restoring health back into you. The number of your days He will fulfill. Your attitude should be, this sickness cannot stay in my body. It's on foreign territory. I am a temple of the Most High God. In your career, you may feel stuck. You haven't had a good break in a long time. You've gone as far as your education allows. It's easy to think, I've reached my limits. This is as good as it gets. All through the day, you should declare, I'm not settling here. My greatest victories are still out in front of me. You have to stir up your faith. God is not limited by your education, by your nationality, by your background, but He is limited by your thinking. I'm asking you to stand against the lies of permanency, lies that say you'll never lose that weight, you'll never break the addiction, you'll never own your own house. When those thoughts come, dismiss them. Don't give them the time of day. God is saying it's not permanent, it's temporary. It didn't come to stay, it came to pass. In Deuteronomy 15, there was a law God gave the people of Israel that said every seventh year they had to release any Hebrew slaves. If you were Hebrew and owed another person money that you couldn't repay, they could take you in as a slave and make you work full time until you paid them back. But every seventh year, if you were a part of God's chosen people, you had a special advantage. You got released. No matter how much you still owed, no matter how much in debt you were, in this seventh year, you were set free. All the pain, the struggling, the suffering were gone in one day. This tells me God never intended His people to be a permanent slave to anything. You may be in debt today, but God did not intend that to last forever. You may be facing an illness, but it's only temporary. You may be struggling with an addiction, but it's not going to keep you in bondage. I believe you are coming into one of your seventh years. The seventh year is when you break free from any limitation that's holding you back. Sickness, addictions, debt, constant struggles. It looked as though it would never change. It looked permanent, but then one touch of God's favor and it suddenly turns around. Suddenly you get a good break. Suddenly your health improves. Suddenly you meet the right person. Suddenly a dream comes to pass. What happened? You came in to a seventh year. Now quit telling yourself, this sickness is permanent. I'll always struggle financially. I'll never break this addiction. You are a child of the Most High God. You have an advantage, just like God promised the Hebrews. You are not going to be a permanent slave to anything. You have to get in agreement with God. Yes, I'm coming into my seventh year. It's my time to break free. Every chain has been loosed. Every stronghold has come down. I know I have been released into increase. I talked to a gentleman in the lobby of our church. He was in town for consultation at MD Anderson, Houston's world-renowned cancer hospital. For the last 3 years, he's had a large tumor in his stomach area. He went through chemotherapy and radiation, but nothing affected it. The doctors had been studying him and trying to figure out what to do next. About 6 months ago, he came to a Lakewood service for the first time and had one of our volunteer prayer partners pray over him. He went back to the hospital for more tests. The doctor was very puzzled. For no apparent reason, the tumor had started to shrink. It was about half of the original size. The man had not had any treatment in a couple of years. The doctor didn't understand it. He asked him, "What have you been doing differently?" The man replied, "The only thing I've done differently is I've had some people pray over me." The doctor told him, "You tell those people to keep praying, because at this pace, it's going to be totally gone in a few months' time." What was that? A seventh year. It looked permanent. Chemotherapy couldn't stop it. Radiation couldn't contain it. But our God can do what medicine cannot do. He's not limited to the natural. He's a supernatural God. It doesn't matter how long things have been that way, how impossible it looks, when you come into your seventh year, all the forces of darkness cannot stop what God wants to do.